Postal Service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Make a way. If you don't have a dime, God can make a way. He can turn things around for you. Some of you got bills that are due, and you don't know where the money's coming from. Oh, but I come today to tell you that God will make a way. Some of you today are sick and suffering, and the doctors done told you there's no way for you to get better. They've exhausted all medical uses, and they say there's no way for you to get any better. Go home and prepare your papers. Get in touch with the undertaker. And tell him to make your plot ready. Because there's no way for you to live. But I come today to tell you, God can make a way. I said, God can make a way. Make a way for you to keep on living. You'll be able to tell the undertaker, close up the grave. Hallelujah. Tell the undertaker, keep his casket. Because the Lord, I said the Lord, will make a way for me to be healed. In fact, he's already made a way. He died on the cross, and with his stripes, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Say yes. Oh, yes, he will. Healing and deliverance temple. And my friends, the same God has made a way for us, he can make a way for you. Some of you today are sick and suffering, but I want to ask you a question. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Why go to an untimely grave when you can live? Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody say amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. My friend, you're listening to that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper State. And we certainly do thank and praise God for this opportunity to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. You got trouble in your life today? Let Jesus handle it. You got sickness in your body? Let Jesus handle it. You got bills that's due? Let Jesus handle it. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now we want to let you know we're right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street. That's where we're holding services every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. Again, our location where we're holding services, 2012 Fulton Street, between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. You ought to get on up and come on over here and get in the service of the Lord. Miracles are happening. People are being blessed. Folks are getting money. Folks are getting new cars. Amen. Folks are getting some of everything that the Lord will bless them with right here at Exodus. When they walk in the doors, people get healed just coming through the doors. It's all yours for the asking, my friend. Amen. You might have been other places and you don't seem like you got anything, but come on over here to Exodus.
Amen.
Come where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. As I said, God is doing it over here. It's not us that's doing it, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ that's doing for us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. Now, we thank the Lord for this day and for you, wherever you are, listening to the sound of my voice. God has blessed us to come together again on this radio station. We come to have church with you. Amen. We come to enjoy Jesus with you. Looking forward to you to come here in the service and get in the service. We can pray for you. We'll do like the Bible says, anoint you with oil and pray for you, and God will give you deliverance. Listening to the radio is okay. Listening over the internet is okay. But listen, you need to come here and be in the service where you can feel the presence of God moving all over you. Somebody last week, they came to church here, and they wasn't feeling good. They had dire pain. They were so painful. Amen. And we stopped the service right in the middle of testimony service. We stopped the service. And we started praying. And we prayed for that individual. Amen. And God touched and moved that pain. And they took over the service. They started moving and praising God. And the Lord just blessed them and healed them. The pain was gone. Yes. Just that quick.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. They got so happy in here. Amen. We didn't get a chance to do what was intended on doing. They took over the service. They went to singing something like this. All over me, and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. He's all keeping me alive. That's what they sung. All over me. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. He's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. He's all keeping me alive. It's all jump around here and shout and glorify God. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. That's what's happening here at Exodus, friends. That's why we admonish you to get up and come on down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. God is moving by his spirit.
Amen.
God is moving by his power. And you'll be able to have the same testimony that Jesus is all over you. And he's keeping you alive.
Yes.
He'll move that pain. He'll move that ache. He'll move that misery.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some of you, the Lord has led me to know you're having trouble out your spouse.
Yeah.
God will straighten out your home, my friends.
Amen.
Come on down here to Exodus and let us pray. Prayer changes things.
Amen.
God can straighten out your husband. God can straighten out your wife. He can straighten out your wayward children. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, ain't nothing but the devil trying to discourage you. Trying to make you drop God.
Amen.
And go over onto the devil's territory. But be determined that you're going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Be determined that you're not going to turn around. Be determined that you'll let nothing separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
Satan's scare tactics is up, trying to turn you back. But God says, hold on. I will fix it if you just hold on. Don't you jump the gun. Don't you run and try to fix it. Let Jesus fix it. He can straighten your husband or your wife out. He can straighten your children out. Hallelujah. You be determined. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going to turn loose God's hand. But I'm gonna do this. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Remember now, this is That Noisy Church on the Air. Comes to you from Brooklyn, New York. Amen. Again, we're holding services at 2012. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. Get up. Come on down here. Amen. Come with the feast of the Lord is going on. The table is already spread. And what you need is on the table.
Amen.
Come on here and get it. Sundays, every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now we're getting ready to pray for some of y'all that are listening to us by means of radio. Some of y'all are sick and suffering. Some of you have pain right now. Some of you don't know what to do. You've been suffering all night long. But do you know that Jesus Christ can heal your body? Jesus can take that pain away.
Amen.
You tried everything. You done took Advils. You done took Tylenol. You done took Aleve. You done took Excedrin. You done took everything. And nothing seems to ease your pain.
Amen.
But Jesus can reach where that medicine can. God can heal your body. Come now to your radio. And let's believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ said, I am the Lord thy God that healed you. And with his stripes, you are healed. Touch the radio now as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God for a miracle in your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Oh. Yes, they are. If you only be, tell the Lord this. Lord, I believe. That's what you tell him. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Yes. Lord. Because, Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you today for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. Lord, we thank you for being the God that you are, the true and living God, the real God that's able to do more than we can ask or think. Dear Jesus, there's some today listening to me under the sound of my voice. They've been sick and suffering all night long and can't find no ease. But Jesus, you being the great God that you are, I don't have to send you to where they are because you're already there. You're right by their bedside right now. You're right by that individual that's sitting in the chair rocking and holding their head due to the pain. I pray, Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, we command you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your hands off of these people. Loose here, Satan, and come out of these. The blood of Jesus prevails against you right now. You devil that's causing this pain. You devil that's causing sickness and disease. We command you this minute, this very minute, come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, touch these bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let them feel better right now. Move upon them, Lord, and have your way right now. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for delivering. We thank you, Lord, for doing it right now. In Jesus' name, we count all these blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God. Yes, let it fall fresh on me. Fall fresh on me. Clap those hands and give the Lord a hand praise. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a hand praise. In Jesus' name. God bless you now. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you, my friends. If you believe God, you'll see that that pain is gone. When you go back to the doctor will have to give you a different report. They're going to ask you, what did you do? You're different today in this visit. There's no more sickness in your body. The sugar's out your blood. Your blood pressure doesn't come down. Mm-hmm. Your heart is beating right. What did you do? Tell them I got in touch with a preacher from Brooklyn, New York, by the name of Pastor Lawrence Casper Stadium. He told me that if I would believe God, God would heal my body. Thank you, Jesus. And I did what pastors say do. I believe God as I touched the radio. And today, your report, doctor, has changed. It's because Jesus did it. All me and Pastor Satan did was have a little talk with Jesus. Yeah. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear my pain and cry. Answer my mind. Church, hallelujah. We're enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. All right, we want to remind you, friends, we look forward to hearing from you. Amen. Won't you write us this week? Write us and be a part of this noisy church. Mm-hmm. You might be in a distant city, but you can still join us in a distant city. Amen. Be a part of this noisy church, because we believe in praising God over here. And when you praise God, when the praises go up, the blessings sure enough do come down. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we want you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. And if you like to call us, you can reach us by telephone by dialing area code 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. We'd like for you to support this ministry. Amen. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, won't you show your love by sending your offering or your tithing? Amen. Now, before I go any further, when I say sending your offering and your tithing, I mean for you to support your church first. The church you go to, support that first with your tithing and offering. And then if you have anything left and you want to send it in to us, we certainly will appreciate it. Now, you can mail us at P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Zelle on your phone, you can send us your offering via Zelle. Send it to 917-513-8029. That's 917-513-8029. If you have Cash App, you can send it to us via Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. Send it off this week, and we'll be certainly happy and thankful to the Lord that you supported our ministry. Now, if you're in Roselle, New Jersey, we invite you to go on by the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. If you're in Chicago, Illinois, go on by the Bethlehem Healing Temple. That's the greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, near Madison Street, near West Madison Street in Chicago, Illinois. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Are you down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi? Go on by the Church of the Lord Jesus. That's the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road, and that's in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor there. You are up in Syracuse, New York, going by the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue, and that's where Elder Reginald K. Williams is the pastor. If you're out in Gary, Indiana, going by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue, Gary, Indiana, Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor there. And if you're up in West Haven, Connecticut, going by the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue, Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor there. Remember, you're always invited to come and be with us in service here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where the doors do swing on welcome hinges. Amen. We're always glad to see you coming in and being in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I see my time is out on the air. We want you to know, those who are listening to us, we love you. Amen. We love you with the love of God. We just stopped by today to try to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand and to trust God. Put your trust in the Lord. The Lord will make a way. I said the Lord will make a way.
Amen.
If you will trust him, he will make a way for you today. And you'll be able to call me up and say, Brother Lawrence, what you said is true. God's word is proven, because he will do just what he said. He will make a way.
He will.
A way out of no way.